Dora, and right now we're at Vinyl Record. You just heard Eric Campbell and The Dirt at Neptune Records from 3 to 4. You're listening to 2016 Record Store Day, broadcasting from CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we're broadcasting from unceded territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish peoples. Right now, we have Spruce Tap playing from 4 to 3:30, and then later we'll have JPNS Girls from 4:30 to 5. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver or CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby to hear the whole thing, or just come down to the shows and watch the show live, because it's dope. So yeah.
Thank you.
just heard Spruce Trap, here at Vinyl Record. It's Record Store Day in Vancouver. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver or CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm here.
Woo!
How are you doing, Dora?
I'm doing well. How are you, Erica?
Wonderful.
That's amazing.
I just heard this lovely music.
Yeah, they were really, really... really, really good.
Really good. And there's lots of hugs going on. People are kind of changing the scene, and it's nice.
Good.
It's cool.
Very good vibes.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this wall full of an array of awesome records. I see Aladdin.
Oh, that caught my eye immediately. I'm kind of like, oh, I need it.
Oh, well, yeah. And then there
I really want the High Fidelity soundtrack.
Ooh.
I think that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Midnight Marauders, Five Dog, R.I.P. Yeah.
I also like the Drive soundtrack.
Like, ooh, yes.
On the top.
Yes. So good.
Very into it.
Yeah.
I like the like mix of records that there are, because there's like all these movie soundtracks, but then also like Frank Sinatra and like Meghan Trainor.
It appeals to all tastes.
Truly. Do you have any high expectations for Record Store Day?
Record Store Day, I always forget that it's like a full day thing, so like you kind of get, you know, the vibe going early on, and it lasts until late in the evening. I'm really quite looking forward to seeing my friend's swim team
play
at Horses Records later this evening at 9 o'clock. So that's what I'm looking forward
to. Blatant plug.
Totally.
So unsubtle.
It's not my own though, so it's not. There's no self promotion going on or anything.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What
about
really
you?
Good. I'm just like stoked to be here.
Totally.
I didn't realize like that I wanted records until I came into the store, and I was like, I need all of them.
Yeah, totally. Me too. And the thing is on Record Store Day is that like you can kind of be like, okay, you know what? I don't buy records that often. Like today is a special day. It's the time to do the thing that's called buying records.
It's like a socially sanctioned, like treat yourself kind of
totally
deal.
Yeah. And there's all these reissues coming out. Wow, I even see One Direction over here. If that's, like, your vibe, you can do that.
Well.
You know, so there's all sorts of different vibes that you can go with here.
Yeah.
Wow. Lots of people buzzing around, looking at stuff. It's going well.
So many people. Someone's playing some music now in the store. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so there's Sylvan Esso playing, which is pretty cool. They're a lot of fun and groovy. You can probably hear it.
Whoa. Okay, we're going to be chatting with Spruce Trap super quick. We're just going to play a song. And, yeah, talk to you in a bit.
And all with you.
Hello, hello. This is Record Store Day. We're broadcasting live from Vinyl Records on Pender and West Hastings. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM or CJSF 90.1 from Burnaby.
Hey, I'm Dora.
I'm Erica. And we are about to interview...
Spruce Trap.
What? I don't know. They want to do an interview.
Spruce Trap.
Hi, we're Spruce Trap. I'm Isaac.
Kai.
Eric.
Awesome. Welcome to Record Store Day at Vinyl Records.
Yeah, thank you.
How was?
Sorry, we're really out of it right now.
You're what?
Nothing. What's up?
That show was great.
You guys
are amazing. You're welcome. In case listeners missed it, very strong beat, very cool vibes.
Thank you.
Loved it. Do you guys have like recent releases out that you want to chat about?
We have a demo on our Bandcamp, and that's about it. We have test pressings of our vinyl coming out at the end of the year. We just got it like 2 seconds ago.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
And are you excited about any releases for Record Store Day? Are you going to be doing some shopping yourselves?
Yeah, we'll probably go take a mosey and listen to the other bands that are popping up today.
Oh, are you hitting up other like shows?
Yeah, well, this place is going to keep playing music. So,
nice.
Yeah.
We're also playing another show around like 9 p.m. tonight at the Matador, if you know where that is.
If not, you can go check out our Facebook page, and we have the address up there.
Awesome. That's great. So have you seen anybody else play today, or has it been...
It's been a pretty hectic morning for us, but...
Yeah, I can imagine.
From now, it should be smooth sailing, hopefully.
What was your morning like? What did it look like?
I was working.
I slept until about 1 p.m.,
very hectic.
Some more afternoon styles.
I think the same goes for the other guitarist. He was sleeping.
Okay, cool. And did you eat well? Make sure you're ready to, you know, get your performance pants on?
Had some pumpkin flax granola, which was quite nice.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's wonderful. That's the great way.
6 coffees and a piece of banana bread.
Okay, so that's how y'all play music. 6 coffees. Oh my gosh. You deserve
that's
a plaque.
How you get the magic from this band.
Yeah.
It's fueled by caffeine. And carbohydrates.
Amazing.
The carb diet of, like, champions. That's how you do it. Why did you guys come to Vinyl Records? Or, like, how did you get out here?
We've got a good friend, Wade, over at Eagle Time, who was friends with the owner and hooked us up. So that was great. Thanks, Wade.
Cool.
Shouts out to Wade.
Wade.
And do you yourselves collect records?
I do,
yeah.
Sort of. I don't have, like, a proper record player.
Okay.
I just like the more artistic side of releasing a record as opposed to a CD or something. It's more of, like, an actual art piece. So
oh.
I collect it like that.
Okay,
and they
cool.
all have MP3 downloads now anyways. So.
So you collect them for your own sort of
visual
project.
And,
visual.
Of course, I buy records that I like.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like...
But there's an added component.
Yeah.
It's not just audio.
My household's more of a CD household, to be honest, but, yeah.
Cool.
Records are great.
This is, like, kind of out there, but what are your guys' thoughts on, like, cassette releases?
We've got a lot of friends that have done cassette releases, but they're more kind of punk band styles and styles that the nuance of the sound wouldn't take away from it if it was kind of grainy or if it didn't have kind of leveled in the same way, but we feel like with our sound... cassette would really flatten it out, and we wouldn't get the same dynamics. So that's why we haven't really considered cassette
as
release.
As a record, yeah. What are your thoughts?
I'm split because I'm for it for people who don't have that much money because it's a nice cheap way to actually get
yeah.
a solid piece of music released. But at the same time, there's much better options.
Yeah. It's true. I guess it depends where you're at in terms of your circumstance, whatever it may be.
Vinyl is very expensive.
Yeah, that's fair. Cool. Do you guys have any like upcoming shows besides tonight?
On April 30th, we're playing at the Rickshaw Theater with The Food. I don't really know them so well, but it's their album release, so
sweet.
It should be a good time. Yeah, and some other local bands.
That's awesome. Cool. Okay, so how can people try and get in contact or like find your music on the internet?
Facebook.
Yeah,
Spruce
sweet.
Trap.
Spruce Trap, Facebook.
Yes. Facebook.
Great. Okay,
we've got some contacts on there. You can email us or message us through that page. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Awesome. They were nice.
Six coffees. Oh my god.
I know. That's
fucking worth
Store Day. Right now we are talking with Japanese girls. Hello.
Hi.
So how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm really excited to play. It's actually like a great turnout, and I love playing all ages because we have a group of fans that like don't get to see us when we play bar shows, and yeah. Any opportunity to play for them is like does my heart really great because they get into it in a separate kind of way that's really refreshing.
Nice. The vibes are like pretty good here.
I'm loving
today.
It. That band that just played was tight.
Yeah, they were great. I had no idea who they were, and I was like, wow, new find.
You want to know a secret?
I would love to.
Me neither.
Shocking.
They were dope though.
Yeah, no, amazing. Are you excited about any releases that are coming out on Record Store Day?
I don't know of any. I'm sure Third Man Records is putting out something cool. They're really taking vinyl and running with it. Can you tell me a couple that you're aware of?
To be honest, most of them are, it's hit or miss if they're any good. There's one really good one by Light in the Attic by the Shags.
Right on.
That's really good. It's a re-release, but other than that, it's a lot of like, let's repress.
Dark Side?
Let's repress Dark Side for 100 times.
No one has that on vinyl.
So that's a very comprehensive answer. Thank you, Andy. Do you have any like records that you're like on the hunt for today?
I'm sure it's gonna be really easy to get, but Run the Jewels 2 is one of my favorite albums, and I want it on vinyl.
Nice, that's a good choice.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have you seen any other bands play today besides Bootstraps?
No. We were like practicing for the show and stuff, and
yeah. That's fair. cool. Why did you come to this record store?
We have a we have a pretty awesome relationship with the owner, and he's been a supporter of ours long before a lot of people, and we believe in loyalty.
That's fair.
Suppose that's why. And I actually love this place a ton.
Yeah. I remember when I first moved to Vancouver, I like wandered in here on accident. I was like, wow, this place is dope.
Yeah.
So yeah. How did you get into like vinyl, if you are?
You know, I always wanted one, and my ex-girlfriend got me one for Valentine's Day.
Cool.
And she just kind of introduced me to all of it. She was like into Polaroid cameras and vinyl and all this stuff that is wonderful but not used as much in modern society, and so kind of being with her kind of turned me on to all of it. Yeah. Nice.
I have been meaning to get like, oh god, what's it called, the turntable.
Yeah.
I keep like seeing all these vinyls like, oh, I want it, but I have no means to play it. But that's my battle. What do you like about the Vancouver music scene?
The enthusiasm. I actually really like a lot of the bands that have come out of here, and the fact that it's just a difficult scene to be in, so you kind of weed out the weak, in my opinion. Like,
definitely.
If you're not in this to play to a semicircle of people who don't care, your band's going to last a year, because that is just, I don't know, at least in my experience, that's just something we all had to go through, especially living here.
Nice. I have heard that it's, like, way easier to, like, break out almost in, like, Toronto or Montreal.
Yeah, I assume. I've never been a band from Toronto or Montreal, so.
That's fair. I really like that that's, like, a positive thing for you.
Yeah, it's a proving ground, right? And I think that is what I like about it.
Nice. Pretty validating, too, I guess. It's like, I've made it.
Yeah, I get to have a couple of those moments every now and then, like, the I made it kind of moments. Yeah.
Cool. Do you have anything upcoming? I heard you have a new single.
We are playing the Biltmore as the first day of a Canadian tour that takes us out to Toronto for CMW over a couple weeks.
Cool.
We have a new single called Bully For You, which I'm really excited about. And a European/UK tour with a band called The Heavy.
Whoa.
Starting like next month. So we're on the road for like ever, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I feel like roading, I guess, is like the worst and best thing about kind of like.
I pretty much, for me, like, it's I don't drive the van too often, so for me it's just like sleeping, meeting people who are into what I do, which is incredibly validating. So I just really like being on the road, like. Maybe one or two off days, but that's kind of where I'm happiest.
Nice. Have you been to the UK before?
Yeah, we went there last year, and the response was excellent.
Nice.
So
that's dope.
Yeah, they like us over there, so it's really exciting.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Cool. Great. Thanks for talking to me.
This was lovely.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Dora.
Dora, I'm Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Dope. All right. Well,
let's rock.
Yeah, woo! That was Charlie from Japanese Girls here at Vinyl Records, where we are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. So, yeah, tune in now.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a brand, brand new song. Most of you will not have ever heard it. It's called Oh My God. Oh my God, oh my God! You're finally calling me yours! Next song is our new single, it's called Believe For You. Take my- to our unplugged set. This song's called Circulation. If you know it, I implore you to sing along. Out of here, so there's more room. They're being very conscientious. They're not just walking out because they dislike it. Or maybe they are. I'll never know. Thanks for having us, guys. You're really making my day. Thank you. This song is called Holding Back.
Thank you. You're listening to Record Store Day 2016 on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're live on location from Beach Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune Records.
And CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam,
Tsleil-Waututh,
and Squamish peoples.
I'm Kitty Cook, and this is Chanel Klein, and we're at Red Cat Records on Main. You heard from Japanese Girls at Neptune Records, and now we've got Ida Nilsson from 5 until 5:30. Come down to check it out, buy some records, and stay tuned.
There are free Record Store Day shows all over Vancouver today. CGSF will be there hosting, and you can listen live on CITR 101.9 FM and CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you can also check us all out online
at cgsf.ca.
And the CITR site. So we've got a customer here. Hello, customer. What's your name?
My name's Matt.
And what are you buying today, Matt?
So far today, I've got a Sturgill Simpson record and a Ian Hunter record.
Very, very cool. So you're at Red Cat right now.